STEM pros, let's be real. You got the degree, the skills, maybe even several years in, but you're not getting the recognition or leadership positions that you're looking for. Well, it might not be you. Actually, I don't think it is. You just haven't picked up the right tools to help move the needle. That's where the Be Incredible Starter Pack comes in. You get a leadership masterclass, a resume template, interview guide to be a pro at interviewing, and even a budget template to level up your financial game. If you're serious about stepping into your next level, head to incredipaul.org/start and grab your starter pack today.
Turn this up! Turn this up!
Your professional development is one of the keys to your career success. When you combine your desire to grow with actionable steps, your journey to success becomes an incredible reality.
Hi, I'm Paul Farranby, aka Incredible Paul, and welcome to Incredible Paul Leadership, where we learn how to become the most incredible versions of ourselves by learning from each other. First off, if you're only listening to this episode, I want you to know that you could also watch it on YouTube. Regardless if you're listening or watching this show, I really appreciate your support. Another thing I want you to know is this Be Incredible Starter Pack. So I launched it about a month ago now, and I want you to know that this is a way to be incredible in a few different areas of your life. So I post about it on LinkedIn. I need to post on Instagram too, but it is a leadership masterclass, a budget template, resume template, and interview guide. It is completely for free. All you have to do is go to my website, incredipaul.org/start, and download it, sign up for it, and then you can get the tool. And that's it. But I will say it's not going to be free for long. That's a lot of value there, really like a $300, $400 value there between just like the masterclass alone, and then you have the different templates and the interview guide. So it's free for now, but definitely encourage you, incredipaul.org/start. Download it now, share with a friend while it's still free. All you have to do is share your email and I can send it off to you. And that's basically it. So as I dive into this episode, it is May and May is graduation month. So I definitely want to wish congratulations to all the college graduates there out there. I know you've worked hard. You've had long nights, long hours, all the different things to get to where you are, but you made it. You've achieved it, and now you're just gonna work for the rest of your life. So I'm laughing at it, but it's kind of true. Like we go through several years of schooling, several years of college, high school, middle school, all these different things, but then we just work for the rest of our lives. And that's one thing I want to be mindful of. Is this episode is really talking more about the new job and career and how to navigate that. Because you spent most of your time being in more of a structured form, structured school of how to do things. Work is different. Work, there really isn't a right answer a lot of times. You have to figure out what that answer is, especially if you're in STEM. So this is dedicated to young professionals in STEM. You got your degree. You're ready to get in the workforce, especially if you're an engineering or you had some internships. I will tell you right off the bat, like interning versus full-time is not the same. It's just hard to describe. Like I think people say it all the time, but until you actually get into the realm of being in a full-time role, you'll see there's a little bit of difference. Internship is predefined. A lot of times the projects are already set out before you. There's a lot of support. Not to say there's not support for a full-time employee, but looks a lot different when you're an intern versus full-time. So really diving into this, I want to say that if you have any opportunity to take some time off between working full-time and graduating, please do. I know some people don't have that opportunity, have obligations or anything. As much as possible, please take time off in between going to school and working if you can. If you can't, I understand. So for myself, when I started working full time, I think I took about a couple months off. And during that time, I had spent a couple weeks where I actually went back to Nigeria. So for those of you who don't know, I'm Nigerian, grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, but I was born in Nigeria. So I got to go back to Nigeria, went with my dad, got to see a lot of family out there and just experience the culture. I think it's different from when you're like a little kid versus like as an adult experiencing it. And it was just really good just to give perspective of everything and also getting time spent with family. Lots of great food, lots of great things to see there, lots of sights as well. Definitely need to go back soon. I've been telling myself that. I've been caught up in so many different things, but I need to get back. I need to just make the decision, make the time for it. But that's what I would say for anyone who is in between. Maybe you don't even have a job yet, so that's something that maybe I can dive into. But if you have the opportunity, definitely take some time to do something before you dive into full-time work as an engineer, a scientist, technologist, mathematician, whatever it is in STEM that you're doing. Because you will be working for majority of your career. And hopefully you land in a job that you enjoy and you love. Sometimes the job that you are at is just a stepping stone. But I want to keep it in mind that even if it's just a stepping stone, don't treat it like a stepping stone. Try to learn as much as you can, glean as much information as you can, connect with people as much as possible. So really talking about transitions in this episode, because I've had opportunity to transition into a new job or really a new company 5 different times. I know. So I'm 31 years old and started working when I was 22. And yeah, I've been able to have 5 different companies I've worked with over the time. So I've learned a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. So whether you're moving to a brand new city or just a new company, so 5 different times, but in 4 different cities. So one of the changes I made, I stayed in the same city. So here are some things you need to consider when you are transitioning. You definitely want to focus on making sure that you have a community around you. I know as someone who is a self-proclaimed ambivert, introvert leaning, that's really easy for me to keep to myself. But anytime I transition to a new city, I think I lean more on the extrovert side and I'm doing a lot more of exploration and just trying to see the city, meet people.
Are you wondering what's next? Has everything you tried failed? Or maybe you just feel stuck? Then coaching may be right for you. The coaching relationship is a relationship totally centered on you. So what are you waiting for? Go to incredible.org/coaching so I can help you become the most incredible version of yourself.
I think if you are more of an introvert, the key reason why you want to spend time connecting with people is that when you're in a new city, there's a lot of stuff you don't know that you don't know. So the more people you're able to connect with, the better it is for you. And then they can tell you things that you may not know. I would say do it at your own pace. Sometimes it can be overwhelming, meet a lot of different people, but just be intentional about it, whether it's different employee resource groups at work or maybe volunteering at work in different things or in a community, different sports leagues, there's trivia nights, even church can be a good opportunity if you're a person of faith. So that's always a good place for me. I say that Jesus is first and I am second. So I'll connect with different people at church, but I've also been a part of different sports leagues and volunteering and able to make friends that way. But I think that's really crucial that you don't underestimate the value of having community, having friends around you when you transition into a new city. Like maybe you have family in the area where you're working. You already know some people. That's great. But if you're going into a new city, please be intentional about getting a community around you and not just diving full force into work, because work can suck you in and it's important and you can be passionate about it, but you also have to have some time outside of work as well. So as I dive into some key things with working in a new job, and this also can be key things even if you've been working for a while and you're transitioning to a new career, a new job, a new company, key things you want to make sure that are happening, even if the company or your manager are not doing things. One of the first things I say is make sure you have regular meetings with your manager. Hopefully, your manager will set up regular meetings with you. Even if they don't set up regular meetings, don't wait for them to set up the meetings. This is all about being proactive, making sure that you are meeting regularly with them. Because at the end of the day, you can do all the things, but if no one knows that you're doing them, you're not going to get any credit for it. So it's almost like a corporate game, that depending on where you are, if you're maybe in the corporate or maybe like in a manufacturing setting, is if no one knows what you're doing or your manager doesn't know what you're doing, then it's not going anywhere. Not to say that you should only do things for the sake of getting accolades and things, but just be mindful of making sure that you have regular meetings, even just to keep them up to speed, whether she or he, like, they know what you're doing, making sure you're focused on the right things, understand expectations. Those are key reasons why you want to meet with them on a regular basis. Other thing you want to do is make sure you have informal meetings with people on your team or other people that you work with. Why do you want to do that? Because when it all comes down to it, people want to work with or do business with people they know, like, and trust. And when you have those informal meetings, people get to know you better, whether it's a coffee chat or maybe it's just going on a walk somewhere, like at the quote water cooler, which I think right now is just like grabbing coffee. But take time to connect with the people on your team or even on other teams that you're working with, and ask beyond how they're doing or how the weather is. Get to know, like, what they're passionate about, what they're interested in. And you might find out that you have similar passions as well. But like I said, if you're more introvert leaning, it might take a lot to do it. And maybe the other person might be introvert leaning as well. What I've learned is that once someone initiates, it makes it a lot easier. So whatever you have to do to psych yourself up to do it, just go for it. Like, channel me if you need to, like, me giving you some confidence that you can do it. It may be a little bit nerve-wracking, but they're probably just as nervous as you are. You just have to start the conversation. So that's another thing. And I'm going through these pretty quickly, but I just want to get it out there, trying to keep these short. Another thing is when you're setting your PDP goals or performance development program goals for how you're going to be evaluated, make sure they're SMART goals. So they're specific, they're measurable, they're achievable, they're relevant, time-bound. What exactly are you doing? How are you going to measure the success of it? Is this something that's actually achievable within the 6 to 12 months that's allotted for the time? Is it relevant to the business needs, objectives, goals? Any of the things for the business? Is it time bound? When are you going to get this done? So those are key things to think about. The last couple of things is, I'll just focus on this one, to seek out mentorship of someone outside of your team. Why? When you're working, when you're in a team, when you get into the process, it's really easy to get lost into the details of things and you don't see the big picture always. So having a mentor that's purposely outside of your team, and ideally someone that's maybe a couple steps ahead of you, like it could be like someone at your manager's level, your manager's level, depending, whatever makes sense. All companies are a little bit different with how they navigate those things. The company I work for right now is really intentional about building relationships and building rapport and really being able to talk to anyone in the business fairly easily. I mean, I've had just random conversations with our regional president and just her being interested in what I'm doing and asking me about myself is not something I've always seen or someone as accessible. So that's just where I'm at. But I think for wherever you're at, like whether it's someone just a step ahead of you, maybe at your line manager's level or a couple steps ahead of you, ask the question and be proactive about asking if they can mentor you. The other thing with the mentorship is to think about, this person doesn't necessarily have to be doing what you want to do long term. Because I know sometimes with mentors, you think about, okay, this person is doing exactly what I want. And there's a place for that. But I think it's just having someone who's been in the business longer than you and has more of a breadth of experience to help guide you on how the ways of working are for the company, for that business, for that function, whatever it is. So they can help with that. And even, I think, oftentimes it's helpful to have a mentor who's worked in multiple different functions so they can kind of tell you about the dynamics between them too. And the last thing, the fifth thing, so I should probably, I know a lot of times in communication they say share only three things. I give you five things. But the last thing is, don't put too much pressure on yourself to do something amazing in the first 90 days or even really in the first year. Like, you are fresh out of college. And even if you're not fresh out of college, you're brand new to the organization. Like, maybe you can do something amazing and maybe your skill set is perfect. But for the most part, they don't expect you to do a lot of stuff in the first 90 days. Like, they want to make sure you're getting up to speed, asking a lot of questions. Beyond that, if you're more senior, they'll have higher expectations, but make sure you align on those expectations. Alignment is definitely key, but don't put too much pressure on yourself. That's where imposter syndrome can come in. But just summarizing, make sure you set up regular meetings with your manager. Take this time to set up informal meetings with other people on your team or in the organization as well. Make sure your PDP is smart, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Seek out a mentor, ideally someone that's not within your function, I think, and don't put too much pressure on yourself. So those are some key things. Like I said, I'm trying to do more solo episodes, keep them short, to the point. Let me know if there's anything you have questions about when we go deeper in, but do those things. You can continue to develop in your career, develop in your leadership, develop in your life, and be incredible.
Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. We'll see you here next time. And be incredible. Incredible.
STEM pros, let's be real. You've got the degree, the skills, maybe even several years in, but you're not getting the recognition or leadership positions that you're looking for. Well, it might not be you. Actually, I don't think it is. You just haven't picked up the right tools to help move the needle. That's where the Be Incredible Starter Pack comes in. You get a leadership masterclass, a resume template, interview guide to be a pro at interviewing, and even a budget template to level up your financial game. If you're serious about stepping into your next level, head to incredipal.org/start and grab your starter pack today.